Yes, he rocked up the home bush with the family, full of hope there on Sunday, Gowie. And take us through your afternoon slash evening. Morning to you, mate.
Yeah, morning. It was a fantastic day. Headed into Parramatta and just seen all the lunatics in there and had some lunch and jumped on the train with everyone else and set up in the bleachers. And it was fantastic. It, you know, the NRL put on a great show there and with the women's and the, you know, with the 3 o'clock game. It was great. But, you know, I guess expectations weren't very high. You know, Penrith Panthers were that good. That first half, I reckon, only an opinion, but they're the current Australian team that Loz has picked. If they come up against Panthers on that day, they probably would have been beaten.
They were excellent, weren't they, in the first 40 minutes, Gowie? Oh. They were just... everything they did was at pace. Everything they did... in defence, they moved swiftly. They were just too good. And for mine, it was one of the best 40 minutes I've seen from Penrith. It's probably their best in 3 years.
But as a Parra fan, you're just hoping for them to make a mistake, and they just didn't. So, you know, hats off to them. That was an awesome display. And, you know, all the other teams have got to get to their level. We've seen, you know, the Brisbane Lions back in the day when they won 3 or 4 in a row. And you see it in sports. They dominate. Tiger dominating. So I think that... whatever the blueprint is out there at the foot of the mountains, we've all got to, or all the other clubs, we've got to take a look at it and see if they can copy it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they'll be working on in the pre-season, Gowie. Is there a new golf event in Australia?
Yeah, there is, which is pretty cool. Like, we've got a big summer of golf coming up, starting next week, actually, in WA. You can see it all on Fox Sports. They've agreed to be the broadcaster, which is fantastic. But, yeah, they've got a new one. It's just a member professional event, which is down an exclusive golf course called Cathedral, which Greg Norman designed for the Evans family back in the day. And the owners of the club have put together a two-day event that is a member guest. The professionals, there's 45 men and women will play with a member. It'll be telecast on Fox Sports. But Adam Scott, Wayne Ornsby, Mark Leishman, Minwoo Lee, Minji Lee, Jeff Ogilvie, Scribner, they're all playing. So it'll be pretty cool. It's a different type of event, only 2 days. It's the Monday, Tuesday after the Australian Open. They announced it this week. Some pretty cool stuff. So there's going to be a lot of golf, Australian golf, and it's going to be great to see Cameron Smith, you know, Mark Leishman, Adam Scott all back. You know, Lucas Herbert all playing in Australia throughout the summer. So hopefully we start to get a bit of summer golf going on this year.
Gowie, did I read yesterday on social media that Australia is going to miss out on a tournament with the LIV Tour?
Oh, maybe. It all depends.
Have I got that wrong?
Yeah, a little wrong, but not totally wrong. They're struggling to find a location that's necessary that their format. So they have 48 players in the field, and then a big practice fairway that they all can warm up, you know, because it's a shotgun start. They've struggled in Sydney to find a location. I believe Adelaide's a chance, and definitely the Gold Coast. The Pines up there at Century Cove, that can definitely handle it. There's a fair chance it'll possibly go there, but that's what they're struggling on. So just to fit, you know, all that in. But, you know, at some time, maybe that format might have to change. They're going through the whole world ranking points at the moment. You know, it's a bit arrogant of Greg Norman to think he could bring in a new tour and not conform to the current world ranking qualification. So every other tour does by having a 72-hole event. So if these guys really want world ranking points, he's going to have to change that because I can't see all the other governing bodies changing that at this stage. So there might be a bit of tweaking to the LIV Tour. And if that's the biggest issue they've got, oh, I think it'll be okay.
Now, the Comm Games is adding golf as well, I see, for the 2026 event in regional Victoria.
Yeah, regional Victoria, Bendigo and Ballarat, places like that. We've got really good golf courses, by the way, that, you know, if you're ever down that way, I know we always hear of the sand belt and how good they are, but head out to Ballarat, cracking little golf course there. But yeah, 2026, I haven't actually announced the format of yet, as yet, but it might be a mixed team format. So, you know, I would imagine, you know, imagine Cam Smith teeing it up with Hannah Green or Minji Lee. Wow, we possibly have by far the best team in the Commonwealth for sure. So, now that's exciting times for Golf Australia and the Australian PGA because, you know, they can build on the back of that and, you know, we'll increased golf in this country. To tell you what, over the last 15 years since the PGA Tour have had the wraparound season, it hasn't been great. So golf's at a high mark right now, and we've just got to keep it up there. Bring more new people into the game, women, kids, you name it. People who don't play the game, we need to bring them into the game.
What did you make of Ryan Fox's effort last week, Gowie? I saw he paid tribute to Warnie.
Yeah, this was huge, actually. Huge on a number of fronts. Ryan Fox, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. This is the second win. He was sticking with the Trevor Immelman, who didn't pick him in the Presidents Cup a couple of weeks ago, last week, actually, which was a surprise to me because he had a higher world ranking than a number of players in the team. He would have been perfect, but it was because, I guess, he plays the European Tour, the DP World Tour. He doesn't play any of the US Tour. But he really stuck it to him by beating, you know, McIlroy down the stretch, Alex Noren down the stretch. He absolutely smashed him. But at the Dunhill, you play with an amateur partner. Shane Warne has been his mate and his partner for a lot of years now. They won it about 3 or 4 years ago. Warne shot 2 or 3 over and sort of carried the team. And he said in his presser that, you know, he could feel Warne there in his presence. They were good mates and spent a fair bit of time together, and especially at this event. So he was dearly missed. There was a great post, actually, from a bunch of the celebs over there, from Bourne to Piers Morgan, to all of them that done a tribute on the 18th Street Green to Shane Warne. It was pretty cool. Bit touching in that, but it was a big effort. He shot 5 under the 13 and 13 holes to take it to McIlroy and Nora and a few others, and then he shot 1 over the last 5. So I was sitting there watching it, just hanging on the edge, thinking, no, just hang on. And he did. He bogeyed 17, but only needed a par on 18, and he could be the nicest guy in golf. So well done to Ryan Fox.
Now, we've got on the PGA Tour the Shriners Open there. This is in Vegas, isn't it? TPC Summerlin. Who do you like?
Yeah, my favourite event of the week. I never made the cut there. 5 appearances, never made the cut. I won the
what a
point.
Shock.
Yeah, just off, you know, get home at 3 and beat it up at 7. But this is a pretty weak field when you look through it, actually. So not a great betting week for me. But Matthew N. Smith, he's at $67. He tied 8th last week. He's played well around here before. He's had a top 10 and 2 couple of top 20s. His average is around about 67 around here. So everybody does. You know, the scores are low. You've got to have a lot of birdies. This kid has a lot of birdies. And one that sits way out in the boonies here is Matt Wallace, the Englishman. He's slowly been getting better and better each week in the US. He had a few troubles a couple of years ago, but I think he's getting a lot better. He's at $101, so I thought that was way over. So I might have a little $10 on him.
Top Aussie?
Top Aussie, I'm going to go with Lucas Herbert. He's back in the US. Jason Day's playing. Ryan Ruffles, that we haven't heard from for a number of years, he's got to start. Ken Davis back from the President's Cup. And Harrison Endicott, he's having his second appearance on the US Tour. So it'll be a good week of golf.
Okay, Matthew Nesmith, $67 with Tab. Matt Wallace, Gowie's rough, he's $101. And his top Aussie's Lucas Herbert, $51 to win with Tab and $2.50 in that top Aussie market. Gowie, thanks so much.
Thanks, fellas.